This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, here on Environment Matters, we love events that don't just help us to do our bit for the planet, but they bring us together, they help us make connections, and above all, they're fun. And I've got two such events lined up for you this coming weekend. Later on, I'm going to be telling you what's happening that you can take part in at the Greenhouse official opening weekend. But first, let's hear about the Wheatamstead Recycling Wander, a village-wide event aimed at helping find new homes for residents' unwanted items. I spoke to Wheatamstead Parish Councillor, Councillor Anne Howie, and I started by asking her where the idea for the Recycling Wander had come from.
Well, for the last 2 years, Wheat Hampstead has taken part in the St Albans Susfest. So it's something that we have started doing. And the idea really came because I know they do this a lot in London. They have this recycling thing where they put stuff outside the doors. And I thought that could work here. So it built up from things that we've done in the village in the last 2 years. And also we just wanted to maybe do something slightly different this year. And that's where the idea came from.
So if I have had a clear out of all this stuff, I've got a few bags of it, where do I have to live to join in the Wheatamstead Recycle Wander? What geographical area are you hoping to cover?
Well, Wheat Hampstead has quite a defined centre, but we also have outlying areas as well, like Gusted Wood and Marshalls, the Marshalls Lane area. For the Wander, we're keeping the tables outside people's homes, just to the village centre. But anybody who lives in the outlying areas can have a table free of charge in the Memorial Hall. And that's the way it's working. And we're going to do a map so that people know where the houses taking part will be.
Okay. So can you just give us the basics of how the Recycle Wander works then?
Okay. Well, people have signed up and they've told me where they live so that we can put them on the map, which will be downloadable from the Parish Council website, or people can pick up a map from the Parish Council office as well. They will have a table, maybe outside their home. They'll put stuff on it. People can wander about by and they can take stuff if it's free. We really are aiming for it to be more of a free cycle event, but we also appreciate that people might have some items that they feel that they might want to sell. That's totally up to them. Obviously, if they're selling, they're going to have to be with their stall more, whereas if they are just giving stuff away, they can put it out in the morning and they can even go around and wander around the village and see if they can pick up some more stuff on their way round and hopefully come to the Memorial Hall where there are other things going on.
Okay, so this is kind of like a cross between a great big car boot sale, a lovely walk and free cycle as well, all sort of combined into one.
It is in a way. The overriding aim is to stop stuff going into landfill. So if people do want to sell a little bit, we don't have any objection. Some people have already said they might do it for charity, which would be lovely. But once again, that would be up to them. But we are really aiming it more as a free cycle event.
Right. Lovely. And are there any restrictions on the kind of things that we can give away at the event?
We don't want to be too prescriptive. Hopefully people will look at what they've got and do a health and safety check on their own stuff. I mean, this does go on all the time in London. If you know anything about London, people put stuff outside their homes all the time and it's usually gone in about 10 minutes. Obviously, we hope that people will just think about what they put outside. electrical stuff is always a little bit difficult, but in the memorial hall, we are having a repair shop with an electrician. So this is something we did last year as well. So if people do see something electrical, they can always come to the memorial hall and see if he can have a quick look at it.
Yes, just perhaps just check it over and check it's safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's it.
But electrical stuff, you know, it's always a bit difficult. So we're hoping that possibly people will think carefully about what they put outside.
Okay, so just exercising, as you say, just a bit of common sense there. So how about if I don't actually even live in Wheatamstead, or perhaps if I live in Wheatamstead but I don't have any stuff I want to get rid of, can I still have a wander around and
yes,
look for something that I might find useful?
Yeah, it's for everybody. I mean, hopefully people from outside the village may feel that they want to come and have a look around, but it is for everybody in the village to have a little wander. We have a cafe in the memorial hall, and also a clothes swap will be going on there. And there will be things for everybody to get involved in. And it is a free cycle rather than a swap. So people don't have to feel that they've got to put something out themselves. The whole point is, if somebody puts something outside their house, they hope it's going to go.
Right. So you mentioned that there was going to be a clothes swap in the hall, along with your repair cafe. And also you've got a real cafe there as well, which sounds lovely. Just what we'll need when we've been walking around. So the clothes for that, can we bring clothes along for that to swap?
Yes, people can bring clothes along on the day. What we will do there is, if people want to make a donation, they can, but there's no reason why they have to if they don't want to. Any money that we make from that would, and from the cafe, will go towards sustainable projects within the village. So the one that we did last year, we actually put two bug houses in the community garden. So, you know, that's where the proceeds will go.
Right. Okay, so if we bought some clothes on for the sale in the village hall, then we know that any proceeds made will be going to what sounds like an excellent cause there. Now, tell me a little bit more about the repair cafe that you've got going on in Marfort Hall. What time is that running from, and can anybody bring things along to there? Oh, and do we have to book?
Well, it is just an electrician this year. So we've just got an electrician, and he is hoping to be there from 10 till 4. He did attend our sustainability event last year, and he was very busy and got an awful lot of good feedback. You know, he is able to, there's a rating, isn't it, that you have to have on electrical goods. I mean, he is fully qualified. He's able to certify equipment. And I can't remember some of the things he mended last year. I think there was some gardening equipment and lights and things like that. And yes, if it's free entry into the memorial hall, no charge to come in. If somebody does want to see the electrician, it might not be a bad idea to email me first, but by all means, come and, you know, take your chance.
Okay. And I just wondered, are you able to tell us, does the electrician fix anything like computer-wise? Just because I know that that's something that...
I don't know. Sorry.
That's absolutely fine. Okay. So if we're interested in coming and looking at the stalls, where do we find that map of where all the stalls are going to be?
The map will be on the Parish Council website. People can email me directly on my parish council web email address, which is on the Wheathampstead Parish Council website, and I could send them one. Or if they live in Wheathampstead, they can pick one up directly from the parish council offices. And that is, at the moment, that is changing every day, because we have got, the interest seems to be growing. I suppose nearer the event, people know now whether they're going to be busy on that Sunday or not. So I'm getting people asking to join nearly every day at the moment. So the map probably will change right up until the day before.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So can we join in right up until the day before? Is there a time when we have to have said, yes, we're going to have a store by?
I suppose it's on Sunday the 12th. There won't be anybody in the office after the Friday, so we would not be able to update the map after that. But what I would say is, if you live in Wheat Hampstead and you suddenly decide on the Sunday that you want to take part, there's a good chance that people will start wandering around and they'll find you anyway. Or somebody might say that, oh, I saw that somebody on that street has a stall. And so I think it's definitely worth just taking part on the day. If you suddenly find that you're at a loose end, just join in.
That sounds like excellent advice. It really does. And obviously, this is, you know, we're just before the event now, so you might not be able to tell me, but it sounds like a lovely idea. And it sounds like something, you know, like you took inspiration from people down in London. Which is the kind of thing you think you could recommend that perhaps other areas around Hertfordshire might be giving a try? Do you think it would be a good thing to do?
Well, this is the first time we've ever done it. I've asking people for feedback. So anybody who's participating, I'm saying, you know, could you give us some feedback after the event? And certainly I'd be willing to share with other areas how it went for us. I think it's like everything else. It's worth a go. You know, hopefully it's going to be successful, but it's like everything else. It's trial and error, isn't it? And certainly within Wheat Hampstead, we are trying to recycle more. I mean, we have a lot of, I think a lot of this started in the pandemic when people started WhatsApp groups, and we've got a WhatsApp group in our street, and people will always put if they've got something that they want to pass on. And I think there's a general growing acceptance that we should be recycling more than just putting stuff in our bin.
Yes, indeed. And just finally, is it free for us to have a stall or do we have to pay?
It's completely free. Obviously, if it's outside your house, that would be free. But if you do want a table in the Memorial Hall, we're not charging for that at all. And it's free to come into the Memorial Hall. You know, so it is basically, as I say, a free cycle event.
Lovely. And thank you so much for telling us about that.
Thank you for having me.
So for more information, or to say that you or you and your neighbours would like to hold a stall, then email anne.howie, that's H-O-W-I-E, at wheathamstead-pc.gov.uk. And I'll make sure that I pop that email address into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And a quick reminder about the date, the Recycling Wander will be on Sunday, the 12th of May, between 10 and 4. And I do love the way in which Councillor Howie and her team have made this an event that it's so easy to take part in. There's no complicated websites to negotiate, there's no forms to fill in, no charge to take part, and information available about the event is not just available online, but also in paper form for those people who would rather. And I am thinking that I might float the idea on my street WhatsApp group and see what they think about having a street recycling wander. I can think of a few things that I've got that are looking for a new home. Imagine my neighbours would be the same. And I do think that it would be really quite sociable as well, particularly if we add some tea and cake into the mix too. Do let me know if you give it a go. It would be great to hear how you get on. Now, if you're a regular listener to Environment Matters, you might remember me talking to Tricia Gibbons, whose ambition to have an eco-hub in St Albans at last became reality a few weeks ago. Tricia and her brilliant and hard-working group of volunteers have created the greenhouse above the also new Jefferson Eco. The greenhouse is a comfortable, welcoming space where we can learn, we can have fun, and we can meet other people. There's going to be meetings, events, and times just to come along for a chat. And you can hear me talking to Tricia as she takes me on a tour of the greenhouse if you go to the podcast page of mix926.com. Now that the greenhouse team have had time to draw breath after an intense period of decorating and preparing the greenhouse, they invite you to join in their official greenhouse opening weekend. It's between Friday the 10th and Sunday the 12th of May, and there's going to be an activity each day, all of which you're welcome to join and all of which are free to attend. So to kick off, and aimed at helping protect our local biodiversity, there's a chance to come along and make a paper pot and plant a pollinator-friendly seed at the Wilderhood Watch drop-in session, which is between 2 and 4 on Friday the 10th. Then, aimed at helping us to reduce our carbon footprint, local eco-retrofitting guru, author and social media superstar Judith Leary-Joyce is running a How to Have a Cheaper, Warmer Home drop-in session between 1 and 4 on Saturday the 11th. And then finally, on Sunday the 12th, having enjoyed a recycle wander around Wheatamstead, do go along to the greenhouse for a day of family-friendly eco-fun. You'll find the greenhouse above Jefferson Eco on London Road, opposite the back entrance to the Maltings, and the steps to the greenhouse, they're at the back of the shop, and Sonia and Danny Jefferson are very, very happy and very helpful to show you where to go. Do check out the greenhouse website, thegreenhousestalbans.org, for more details about their opening weekend events, but also about their other events, including things like cookery demonstrations, board game sessions, chances to get tips about helping wildlife in your street, all sorts of things going on there. It's always great to hear from you, so do get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm going to be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.